In Islamabad, hundreds of people chanted "Down with Rushdie" and "Down with Britain" during a mass protest Friday. Hundreds more took to the streets in major cities throughout Pakistan, demanding Britain withdraw Rushdie's knighthood. Maulana Fazl-ur-Rahman, a pro-Taliban cleric and opposition political leader, told reporters in the capital that the award was an insult to Muslims around the world. He says Pakistan will not accept the award and that all Muslims are opposed to Britain and, in his words, the accursed Salman Rushdie. Both Pakistan and Iran have condemned the knighthood for Rushdie, which comes nearly 20 years after the Satanic Verses was originally published. The book sparked widespread controversy for passages that allegedly insulted the Prophet Muhammad. Pakistan's National Assembly officially condemned the knighthood on Monday. Lawmakers passed a second resolution Friday calling on British Prime Minister Tony Blair to apologize to the Muslim world. Earlier this week, Pakistan's Religious Affairs Minister Mohammad Ijaz-ul-Haq said the knighthood could justify suicide attacks. On Thursday, a hardline Pakistani cleric awarded terrorist leader Osama bin Laden the religious title and honorific Saifullah, or Sword of Islam, to protest Britain's decision. Protests also erupted in Muslim-majority communities throughout neighboring India. Several prominent Iranian clerics have renewed calls for Rushdie's murder. In 1989, Iran's supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, issued a religious edict ordering Muslims to kill the author over the controversial novel. At least five people were killed during riots in Islamabad that year, and the book's Japanese translator was stabbed to death in 1991. Rushdie, who was born to Muslim parents in India, was forced into hiding for nearly a decade. Britain is defending the knighthood, which it says honors Rushdie's outstanding contribution to literature. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.